evening. Very happy to be here again tonight to read a scripture and to pray for the sick and the needy. I was very happy to hear the great victory last night that the Lord gave. Just at the end of the service, it seemed to be that the Spirit of the Lord broke forth, came down upon the people into the glorious things that's done for His glory. I'm very thankful for that. And it can be each night. Some of those are on cots, and some on the ambulance stretchers, sitting where they sit. Of course, they have to tell me that. I just become lost to the things myself. But God will respect the prayer faith. He will respect people's faith who believe in Him. Don't you believe that? With all of our heart, I believe it. Now, the meetings are going on, and we feel ourselves that we're having a glorious time. I was talking to the minister brethren today. We were out this morning for just a breakfast. They'd taken me out, and I was very happy to get personally acquainted with many of your fine ministers from different churches. Some of them from the Pentecostal church, and some from the, I believe, Four Square, some the Church of God, and the Missionary Fellowship Church, and all those dear brothers all together as one. That's the way we, when God can work with us when we get like that. When ministers get their hearts together, then they'll bring the church together. You know, I believe that when Jesus shall appear, that He will not ask us whether we belong to a certain denomination of church. We're going to be judged according to what we've done about Him in our heart. Christianity doesn't mean somebody that belongs to a certain church. It means that somebody's been born in the kingdom of God. Now, I know that we have denominations of the churches today who deny that blood. Well, brothers, sisters, you take the blood of Christ out of here, you haven't got no more than just some philosophy or something. It's the blood that makes an atonement. It's the blood that saves.
Amen.
And it's the blood that heals. It's the blood that cleanses. That is the real thing of God. It's the blood. And I'm happy tonight to know that people still believe in the blood. It's the blood of Christ. And I do not believe in this social gospel they have today. These cults that go around saying, well, there's no such a thing as the blood and the Holy Spirit. You're not a Christian and do that. You can't be. You can't be a Christian without being born again. That's right. You can't be, no matter what you try to profess. But he said, no man can say Jesus is the Christ only by the Holy Ghost. See? If you're just taking what somebody else said, you're going to what someone said. But you'll never know it until the Holy Ghost has filled you with His presence and witnessed to you that He is the Holy Spirit in Christ. I know you to believe that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is born in the Spirit of God. But you're only taking what somebody else said until it's a witness to you. I remember dear brother belonged to the same church that I belong to. He said, Brother Branham, the Bible says that whosoever believeth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God is born of the Spirit of God. And I said, and it's also written that no man can say Jesus is the Christ only by the Holy Ghost. It's all. See? He said, well, if you believe it, I said, you're taking what somebody else said. You've got to have a witness of that. And know yourself. You're saying what mother said, what father said, what the minister said. But when he asked Peter, who do you say I am? He said, thou art Christ, the Son of God. He said, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it to you. But my Father which is in heaven, and upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Hold fast to the right. Do what's right. God will bless you. Now, in Luke, the 7th chapter, I wish to read tonight the first 10 verses. Always try to read because that I know that God will honor His word. Now, when he had ended all this, his saying to the audience of the people, he entered into communion, and a certain centurion servant who was dear unto him was sick and ready to die. And when he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. And when he came to Jesus and besought him instantly, saying that he was worthy for whom he should do this, for he loveth our nation, and he has built us a synagogue. Jesus went with them, and when he was now not far from the house, sent friends to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou should enter under my roof. Oh, I love that. Wherefore, neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee. He sent the Jews, you see. But say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. My life. For I am also a man set under authority, having over me soldiers, and I say unto one, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. Jesus heard these, and he marveled at him, and turned him about, and said unto the people that followed him, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And they were sent, returned to the house, and found his servant whole that had been sick. That's great. Our Heavenly Father, we have come again tonight, and even going into the second week now, quite a long series of services. We're thankful that many cots that set here are empty and gone tonight. Many who were sitting bound are up moving among those who are healthy today. Many who were sick, troubled, near death are now healed. And we're thankful, Lord, for these things. Many that were sinners, bound down with shackles of sin, hundreds have been converted, brought into the recognition of God, fellowship of the Holy Spirit, by the blood of His Son, Christ Jesus. How we love you for that. And now, Lord, tonight, again, the eighth night, and I ask thee tonight, Lord, as tonight may be a real time of fellowship around the Word, fellowship around the Spirit of God, that all that are here in need with one great coming forth tonight might receive faith to be healed. May this be a glorious meeting that will long be remembered because of your presence. Grant, Lord, that something will be said tonight or done that will cause the wayward to turn to Christ. For we believe and feel pressed in the Spirit that great judgments are upon these lands in the last days. Pray, disease germs already bred up to be scattered throughout the nation. No doctor knows even how to take a hold of it. Oh God, we'll have to believe in divine healing bands. Our nations are breeding germs together to burst them in bombs. Billions die an hour over. But oh, we're so thankful that when the destroying angel went forth, you said, touch not none that has the seal of the Father upon their forehead. They are mine. Oh, we're so glad tonight to be under the blood, safely protected, as Israel in the days of old, putting the blood upon the lintel of the door and upon the doorpost, sign of the cross. When the death angel was sweeping the land, the dark wings bowed down. But when he seen the blood, it rose again, and I'll pass over you. Waiting, sacrificial lamb's been killed. We take his body under the blood, safe. And oh God, waiting for the midnight hour to come when the march out is called. We're going out some of these nights to the promised land. Girded, shod with the gospel of peace, the full armor, on the whole armor
of the gospel going forward. Help us, dear God, to buckle up tight tonight. Examine the post and the lintel to see if the blood's there, and walk forward to challenge every enemy, knowing that our great chief captain, the one that met Joshua after crossing the river, said, "I'm the captain of the host of the Lord." Oh, God, Joshua trembled. He knew that you were leading, and we know tonight the morning star is over us. Banners are gleaming, the color streaming, and we're bound to win if we trust in Him who will not fail us. Grant tonight, Lord, that many things may be done. Send your Spirit. Give people faith to. Sometimes it startles them, Father. They can't realize the presence, this great thing that Jehovah of the Old Testament, Jesus of the New, the Holy Spirit in this day, standing here tonight to make good any promise that He's made. Bless us, Lord. Then send your gift, which is secondary to all this, that it might work to bring the people, to edify the church, to bring us to a realization of your presence. For we ask it in the name of thy Son, Jesus. Amen. Nights grow on, of course, us higher and higher more. It is a truth that I believe as the physical man tears down, the spiritual man has a chance for fasting and things of God. We can have a chance to work upon these five senses of ours to bring us to believe and have faith in Him. I like the attitude of this historian tonight that we've just read of. He was a man that felt unworthy. As long as you're feeling unworthy of the blessing you're asking, you're pretty apt to get it. But when you get to a place where you think that God just owes it to you, that's when you're mistaken. We're in debt to God, not God in debt to us. We're indebted to God. And this Roman, Italian, whatever he was, he said, "Lord, I'm not worthy that you would come under my roof, and neither thought I worthy to come face you." In other words, I sent your church to meet you and to ask this question, but I have faith. I know that you're a man under authority, or I'm under authority, and you don't have to come down to my house to put your hands on my servant. You don't have to come here and say any prayer. Notice. Now be sure to get this. He said, "I'm a man under authority also. And if I say to this man, you go do it, he'll do it. If I say to this man, you come here, he'll come. I'm under authority, and them who are under me have to obey me." And he knew that that was the Son of God, and that every sickness and every demon was under him. And all he had to do is just speak the word. Not pray, just speak the word, that's all. And it would be done because every demon would have to obey. You believe that tonight? Every demon will obey God. It has to. Everything obeys God. And it'll obey you if you have faith. Joshua stopped the sun. Is that true? Somebody said, "All things are possible with God. Nothing impossible, but all things are possible to you also. Nothing impossible to them that believe. All things are possible." Brought right down and made you. You just know who God was. Well, I'm afraid that the church doesn't know their authority. I'm afraid that Holy Ghost born man doesn't realize their authority. Or the authority that God has permitted to His church. "I'll give unto thee the keys to the kingdom. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose will be loose. I'll give you power over serpents and over all kinds of diseases, everything, and nothing shall harm you." Exercise your faith. Let it loose. Let God have His way. God will grant it to you.
Let's look who God is just a little bit. I'm feeling for something tonight. I've asked God. I believe he's going to grant it. I believe it with all my heart. Now, you be in prayer. I can't speak until he speaks. Let's just take back and find out just a minute who God is. Let's look back at the beginning of time. This is a little picture I want to draw so you can get some conception of who this being is in our midst tonight that's moving among us. If you could only realize who that is, healing would be a secondary or a minor thing to you. If you could just see who he is. Now let's take back a 100 billion years ago, and then take back 100 billion years before that, and just keep on going back. You're not long ago, I was in California, that observatory, they have a glass there. And they can see 120 million years of light space. Our past life there. And beyond that is still space. That's where we're hanging at tonight. But let's think of before there ever was anything. There was God. He was in the beginning. And let's see him, the picture. Out there in space. That's Jehovah we're speaking of. And watch how the Trinity of God comes to man. Just for a moment. And there, that great space where no one can fathom in a mind beyond that. That space, eternity. That's Jehovah God out there. And we're taught in the beginning that the Logos, or the Son of God, went out of God. Now, I do not believe in eternal sonship. That's even radical to even mention such a thing, eternal sonship. He had an eternal sonship. Why, if he's an eternal sonship, how can he be a son? He had to have a beginning. So, he first was God, Jehovah, and out of him, let's just picture now as a little drama so you can get it. Let's see, coming out of space where there's nothing, let's make it a little white light, like a mystic light, like a halo. And that was the Logos that went out of God in the beginning. That was the Son of God that came out of the bosom of the Father. That was what was in the beginning, was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt in us. In the beginning was God. Then out of God came the Logos, a part of God that went out of God. Let's notice this. Now, I have to make this before going back into it, just like a little picture of drama here for you, woman, in order to get one point to you, what is in our midst tonight. And in there, I see this just like a child playing before the door. It was the Son of God, the Logos. And I can see him out there, and he spake and said, "Let there be light." And there was nothing. But there was something happened, and an atom turned. There began to whirl around this way. The sun began to come into existence because he said, "Let there be." There's the authority. Where did he make it from? I don't know. There was nothing to make it from, but he believed his own word, and there was light. I can see a peace fly over there. It's a meter. After a few million years, or 100 billions of years, if you want to call it, and it circles way out. I see him stand there watching. It falls down in here. He stops it after it falls a few million years and let it hang there in orbit. Here goes another flying off the sun. It goes over here and down. He stops it there. What's he doing? Writing his first Bible. Notice human beings once look towards the heavens. And he puts all the stars in the heavens, the zodiac, starting off with the Virgin, beginning up with Leo the Lion, first coming of Christ, second coming. Same as Father Virgin, come again as the Lion of Christ of Judah. There he put the first Bible. Oh, back in the days and ancient days, they looked at those things. Today he's got his Bible wrote here.
But he wrote it in the heavens that man would look up and realize that Jehovah the Creator lives above. And then I can see him. He looked at that.
I can see him speak to this world. Ain't there is an obstacle. Whatever it was, way away. He moves it over here. I see this little light go out. Now we got to the Father. And now the Father takes the light. And I can see that light moving over here to cool the earth over near the sun, right off. And he begins to raise the water up, separate the land, the earth, and the water, and so forth. Then he begins to create, and he made the beaches of the sea, the vegetable life, but the cattle on the hill. It all looks different. Then he said, let us make man in our own seed, after our life. Right? All right. So he made a man. God was spirit. He had to be a spirit man. He made his name. Anybody here on the earth to lead the animal life and so forth? Like the Holy Spirit should be leading the church today. That's his name. Then when he cut his old man to deal with sorrow, and he cut it in five sections. That is where sign of the spiritual makes up. He might have given him a hand like a monkey, a foot like a bear, or whatever he wanted to do, but he put his spirit in him. He made him a soul. There's the difference. We're not coming from any animal life. No, sir, we're not any descent from any animal. God made us. Right. Then how I noticed. Then he was here on earth, and he gave him a helpmate and so forth. He had blessed fellowship with his Father, Phoebe. And then we're going to make this second man. The first man you can't see God. The second man was a halo. And now let's take the third man and make him like a little white cloud. Something more we can see. Holy Spirit coming down. And he's all man. That's the soul of man. He's from him. And as this man sinned, he mired that soul. Blackness, darkness coming with him. And then God came down and lived in man. Suffered with man to redeem man. And the Holy Spirit comes into man and drives that blackness and sin away from him and brings him back into perfect fellowship of heart of God. And now we, by the blood of Christ, which cleanses us from sin, we become sons and daughters of God. Who is God? The one that stood there and rolled stars off of his hands and rolled worlds out of his hands and made of things which did not appear deity. And deity himself lives in man. The creator that made heavens and earth lives in mankind. Amen. Why, no wonder, crippled, when you realize that to straighten out, the creator's here. Wonder Brian that can't see opens up. The creator's here. The creator. Realize we, the Bible says we are sons and daughters of God. His offspring. Now then we are something like God was. Jesus said himself, it is written, you're God. Written in your law. We become a part of God, a son of God, by adoption through Jesus Christ. Therefore, if you realize that the very God that made the dirt and the earth and whatever is here is living among man, where is our faith at, friend? And he said, these things that I do when he was on earth, greater shall you do, for I go unto my Father. Whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them, you shall have them. That's the Creator speaking. Is that right? Then it doesn't lay in him, it lays in us. Then we in fellowship, what Adam lost in the fall, Christ restored in his death. Do you believe that? To bring man back into fellowship with God. Now, the church has moved up to that fellowship with God. Communion. Like Adam had in the beginning in the Garden of Eden. Taking all sin away. Free from condemnation. Holy Spirit cleansing us from all sin. Now you're free to exercise the next step in God. See? If you were dying, I've stood by their side. I've seen the thought they were saved and told them when they were dying. I've seen those who really knew they were saved and went out to speak to them. I've watched them in all stages as they come. Be sure that you're right with God before you leave here. Don't take what somebody else says. You be sure yourself that you're right with God. now a deity here with us. Deity in us. Yet a little while and the world seeth me no more. That's Christian. Yet ye shall see me, for I'll be with you, even in you, unto the end of the world. Then Christ is in his church until there's no more world. Then if we can find where Christ is working in his church, that's the church I want to be in. Now the believer today, most people say he's a good man. He pays tithes to the church. He's a good member. That's very fine. That's a moral life. I don't know one could speak evil of that. But that's not what I'm talking about. Jesus judged a man, a believer, a different type of a character. Jesus, the last words that he said when he left the world, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Is that right? He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Is that right? Not every church will come that far, but what about the rest of them? He says, these signs shall follow them that believe. You believe it? These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. Speak with new tongues. Take up serpents to drink deadly things. Do not harm them. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. And he was taken up from the midst of them, and the disciples returned with great joy and preached the word everywhere, the Lord working with them, confirming the word with signs and wonders. Is that right? Now that was to be preached until Jesus returned. Oh God, give us men and women of courage. Somebody who will stand and call right, right, and wrong, wrong. It's either right or wrong. I read that Mark 16. If that isn't the truth, I don't believe the Bible. And if I don't believe the Bible, if I wasn't for Jesus, I'd be here against him. God grant the day when men and women will be what they say they are. If you're a Christian, live like it, be like it, act like it. If you're not, be against it. So people know where you're standing. If I didn't believe it, I'd be against it. But I'm willing to put my soul on any phase of that word to say that it's the truth. I believe that's the inspired word of God. And I believe that every word of it is inspired. And I'm willing to trust my life anytime on God's word and his promise, for it is true. Now, just a little instance or two, and we'll start praying for the sick. Notice, now the only way that you'll ever get anywhere with God is to believe that he's here and he's the rewarder of those who will it to his feet. We've got to believe. And God, if I should say to this man, young fellow, you haven't said he's here with you. If I would say to them, arise up, you're equal, you can walk. Or any of these people sitting on here these wheels here. If I say to them, rise up and walk, for Christ is here. Now if they say, now look, I've been crippled, that will be all. You've got to have faith to believe that I have told you the truth. And I would not any unless first I know it was the truth. And I'm sure, though me being a man and subject in this case, that God is infallible and can't make a mistake. See? And he said, if you believe, according to your faith, be it unto you, is that right? We believe it. Now, many times I look almost sick. People criticize and poke their finger at me and say, well, I brought somebody down there. And there was nothing happened to them. That's the same old devil that said, come down off of the cross. We'll believe it. It still lives in man today. Quit it. Friend, I couldn't say nothing to be honest before God until I knew about it. Would you expect me to stand up here upon the well, I call the intoxication of your rebuke or something, and do something wrong to call God's church to have a reproach upon it? Never. I listen to one person, that's God. Managers or anything I have, I think the best managers in the world. They can set a meeting anywhere they wish to. But I'm at liberty. Whatever the Spirit of God says do, do it. If he called me from this platform right now to go pray for somebody across the nation, I'd go right then. That's right. See, no matter what happened here, I'd go right then. It's better to obey than to sacrifice. That's true. But if he tells me something, sometimes I'll catch a person and look right at him. And many times, if you'll notice, I'm always turning. That's, I know that the pull of the faith coming into me, if I stop, it'll start calling people. See? And I try to keep from that just as much as I possibly can, looking around upon the audience, because as soon as you contact a person, the vision starts raising. 9 out of 10 will start. And when you do, then that's, but that doesn't heal the person. But if you can get the people to believe in, sometimes speaking to them, tell them what's wrong, well then they'll believe, they'll give them faith. But I couldn't tell you what's wrong with you until God first showed me. And Jesus passed by the crippled and left them lay there. He said, I can do nothing except the Father showed me first. Is that right? St. John 5:19. Really, I'll tell you, there's something to do nothing in himself or what he sees the Father doing. It has to be shown first. Balaam, when he's trying to curse Israel, he blessed Israel. And Balak asked him why. He said, how can any prophet say anything that God put in his mouth? See? You can't say it. There's no need. So just keep praying, everybody in the attitude of prayer, and then believe. And if God tells me anything to say to me, I'll say it. And when I say it, believe it. You're not going to a lady coming in the prayer line, just having a fast line. She's walking across, I believe, across the old home. And she was walking through the line on her crutches. And I said, sister, would you believe me as God's servant? She said, yes, sir. I said, go up to the place and throw your crutches down and go on down walking. And she said, but sir, I've been on these crutches here for 2 years. I said, and you'll probably always be on them. And she went on. It was over. About 20 minutes later, a lady come through. The two ushers had to help her. I felt the Spirit drawing to her. She looked up. She was crying. I said, mother, do you believe? She said, I believe with all my heart that whatever you'd ask God, God would do. I said, walk up there. As I told the lady a while ago, and throw those crutches away and go on. She stood and watched her. She walked up there. They had to help her. Moral things to people. She helped one like that. Put her crutches and throw them down and down through that building. She went around and around screaming. Now, what if she wouldn't have done that? See, I have to know first. Can you obey and do what you're told to do? When you get out of here to some critical doctor, all doctors won't be that narrow-minded. But if some critical doctor tells you you're not healed and so forth and don't believe in that, you just go right on and do what God told you to do. Don't you listen to us. Go to another doctor if you want to see a doctor. That'll serve God. Serve God. Now, now remember, I am not against doctors or medical treatments, hospitals, or anything that can help anybody relieve poor suffering humanity. God bless every effort that's put forth. I pray that God will send some kind of a serum somewhere to those scientists that will kill every cancer there is in the world. I hope that he'll send something at a field TV or anything can be done. I trust that he'll do it. I pray that he will do it. But now, brother, there's no healing can take place unless God calls for it himself. I'm the Lord that healeth all of thy diseases. It can only be through God. The best of doctors take their own medicine and die. There's all along here, you're not long ago, I've seen where a Christian Science woman was trusting God for her child in California that died. And from Maine to California, the papers pulled it out. Divine healing, all fanaticism, baby dies without medical treatment. And the same time that was passing over the nation, the doctors lost at least 10,000 cases. But they wouldn't want to brand medical science fanaticism. If I could go here to the graveyards tonight and say, all you died under medical treatment, stand up. And all you died under trust in the Lord, stand up. Weigh him in the balance. Salt for the goose is for the gander. And if you have to measure all divine healing because one case is lost, then if one case is lost under medical treatment, it's fanaticism. Come, let us reason together. That is right. If one case is lost by divine healing, because someone had not enough faith to walk up to receive it, and it all had to be branded fanaticism, then one medical treatment that was lost, one patient, when there's hundreds dying in your city and around about daily under medical treatment. That's right. Now, the things that men ought to do if you've got any heart, if they're not wild about money, afraid they're going to lose a few pennies, if you'll just come together and say, brother, ministers and all together, let's work together with this thing and try to help our fellow man, it'll be better off. The world will be. God will bless us. That's true. I do not say anything against medical science or against anything. I'm not here to make judgment. I'm here to preach the gospel and pray for the sick. And I can heal no one. No doctor can heal anyone. They never did claim to be healed. Males is the best authorities I guess we have. They said, we do not claim to be healers. We claim to assist nature. There's one healer, that's God. That's the best authority. So if a doctor tells you he's a healer, it's a quack. That's all. That's true. And if a minister, I see just as many quack ministers as I have doctors, too. Anything that don't believe in God's word to me is a quack. That's right. You're willing to stand out and take the word the way it is and say it's right or wrong. True. Now, believe God, have faith in God. And when the inspiration of the Holy Spirit is here to inspire you, remember, God will make your body come into your confession. If you say you're a drunkard and want to drink, don't worry, you'll soon do it. If you say you're a sinner and want to sin, you'll be right into it. If you say you're a Christian and leave it all alone, God will bring your testimony, will bring you right into it. If you believe in healing and believe that God is healing, confess it, and God will make your body obey your confession. For he's the high priest of your faith, sitting at the right hand of the Father now with his own blood, to make intercession for any confession upon anything that he died for. And he died to rid sin, and sickness is a result of sin. He was wounded for our transgressions, with his stripes we are healed. Remember, have faith, don't waver, stand. Just thinking of a case one time, one of the worst I ever seen, just before the class. You'd like to, how many would like to give it to you? So you can send it, get some of these testimonies. She'll tell you night after night. All right, if you want this testimony, write to Reverend G.H. Brown, 505 Victor Street, Little Rock, Arkansas. As I was telling, they made fun of that handkerchief about it being done. I couldn't expect unbelievers to believe that. It's for those who believe. Now, it was in the same meeting. And the same night, the little lady was there with her handkerchief that was not stained from the blood. And there her arm was laying wide open and standing there before thousands of people as a witness. And the blood was stopped, and they couldn't understand why it was stopped, because God stopped it. How do you ever get here on earth, anyhow? How's a germ of life ever formed? Notice, by the Creator, God. Now, closely for a moment. About 11 o'clock, Brother Brown said to me in the auditorium, he said, Brother Brown, when can you get to the psychopathic case that they're... They usually keep them to themselves because they disturb, and sometimes when our spirits come out of the people, it's horrible the way they act. He said, I've got the awfulest fear I ever seen in my life before they brought you. We're having a glorious meeting there. He said, we put him down on the basement down there. And I just come down the street and was amazed. You know our little song, Only Believe? I was coming down that morning in the elevator. I heard someone singing, Only Believe, All Things Are Possible, Only Believe, and it was the elevator before the center put this here, and it was in the I went on down, started down along the street like that, way down to the back part of the city. I heard a mother rocking a little baby in an old cane bottom chair, hickory bottom. How many holds an old hickory bottom chair when you used to lace in the hickory? And
grave and rocked on one myself. There's a little old mother had her baby up, and she just sits way back where I said, only believe, all things are possible. I said, oh, how I thank you. That lady visited me. Wound down, and one of the cutest little things, oh, was a little boy. Just playing some marble there, and I was walking by and watching him. And a little fellow had one of these trousers right down and one up. He started to shoot his marble like that. He got down to him, raised up, brushed his leg off, said, only believe, all things are possible. Singing only believe before he was going to shoot his marble. And that night in the service, Brother Brown said, come down here, Brother Branham, and I'll show you a sight that you've never seen. I went down the steps, and there stood a very typical old Arkansas brother, standing there with a pair of washed out overalls on, standing on the steps as he went out in the auditorium. And I said, how did you, sir? And he said, did you, Brother Branham? And I went on down. I said, where's the key? He said, there she is. And leaning over there was a lady, all strong-looking, great strong arms and limbs, and the blood was just streaming down her leg. And then she laying on her back, her feet sticking right up, and her hands right up like that, laying on her back, laying over her arm. And I said, why is she bleeding? That Brother Branham said she lost her mind from a shot that the doctor gave her in the menopause. But in the menopause, he gave her a shot, and it went through her mind, and she lost her mind, and said, she's in the institution for 10 years. And said, I've got five little children at home. Said, I've sold my farm and everything I had to try to treat her. Said, we finally had to take her away. And I found her that there's been a lady before from over Pineville over there to Mississippi at the institution. Had been insane 2 years and received her mind when I passed by and she grabbed a hold of my pants and cried away. And her daughter said, God, have mercy. Said, Brother Branham, ask God. I said, you believe he'll do it? Said, yes. And I asked God to bless you, and I bumped her head on the floor. And a young lady, now, about 2 weeks after that, I was in San Antonio. I heard somebody arguing outside the little place where I was at. A little tourist came and said, I want to see Brother Branham. And Brother Kitson said, I just can't permit that. Said, he's in there praying. He said, well, I just want to shake his hand. And I looked out the window, and I seen him as a soldier boy. I opened the door and I said, you want to see me, sir? And he said, are you Brother Branham? He said, yes, sir, oh, Brother Branham. He come to his arms around me, kissed me on the side of the neck. And I said, what's the matter, soldier boy? He said, Brother Branham, you remember the other night over in San Antonio where a lady was bumping her head? I said, oh, an insane lady? He said, yeah. He said, that was my mother. He said, I went overseas. She didn't even know I was in the war. He said, she's in there for 10 years. He said, Brother Branham, they just moved her from the institution center home. He said, she's preparing dinner when I left. He said, I just wanted to hug you and say that I'm so happy that mother is home in her right mind. And I said, well, now, brother, are you a Christian? He said, yes, brother. He brought me through the battles and everything. I trusted him. And I said, well, God bless you. Just go give praise to God. And they had heard of this, and he told me, the man on the steps that night, said, he heard about it. And I said, well, and your wife? He said, yeah. I said, well, I shall go out. At that time, there was no discerning. It hadn't come to me yet, a knowing. Well, I had to take hold of people's hands to contact their body. That never comes with just right, just about a year ago this time, I guess, in Vancouver, resigned, I believe it was, in Canada. Then he promised it would come, but it hadn't come yet. As quick as I get through, we'll start the church. Notice. And I said, I'll go out and take a hold of her hand and sit. He said, Brother Branham, don't you go. He said, she'll kill you. He said, I couldn't even get an ambulance to bring her here. But I hired a brother, five of them. And they got her in the car and said, she kicked all the glasses out of the car. And then five men got hold of her. That's why she's bleeding like that. Said she can't get off her back. Oh, she's been there for 2 years. I said, well, I'll go over and see. He said, don't do that. I said, oh, sure. I walked over, young in the way, not knowing exactly how to deal with demons, and you never know until you're inspired. It's that precious. You better be careful what you're doing. Remember when some boys who didn't have the authority tried to do something like that? You come on down. And I walked over to where she was. She just laid there. And she had her hands up, back her eyes, but I died like that. And I said, how did you do, sister? She never made a move.
I caught her by the hand. Let me have your hand. I took her by the hand like that. It was a great thing that God was with me and merciful to my ignorance. With that strong arm, 10 times their normal power, if anybody ever dealt with it, insanity, that's the devil that's on those people. Demons. Well, if the power of the devil can make a man 10 times his strength, what would the power of God on him if you're crippled or whatever it is? How much stronger God is than the devil when it's on you? See? Then she jerked me with that big arm. I was way smaller then than I am now. I weighed about 130 pounds. And she pulled me so hard till she pulled me off the floor. And she would have threw me right against the wall with that arm like that. And just for the grace of God, my foot here hit right across her bosom. And it jerked out of her hand. And now listen. I turned and started to run and jumped on the steps. And here come that woman across the floor on her back, doing just like this here. Just like a serpent, moving, chasing me across the floor. Demons! The devil! I believe in a personal devil. Yes, sir. That's what was on that woman. She was crawling like a serpent, moving her body, chasing me. And I got up on the steps. I've been in the institution, I've seen all kinds of sights. I've seen young ladies strip their clothes and take the one of the bedpans, wash their face with it, and everything else in institutions, but never did I ever see anything like that. And here she was chasing me, in a hissing and a blowing like a serpent. He said, I told you. I said, brother, I never seen anything like that. I said, my, that's truly the devil in her. He said, and Brother Branham, she's a good woman. He said, now you say there's no vibrations, and what can I do? He said, I stole my mule. The last thing I had to get the brothers the harm to bring to this 200 and something miles down. He just broke down to cry and throw his head against the wall like that. I said, just a minute, brother. I said, those vibrations don't mean nothing. That just tells of the disease. Do you believe if I'll ask God? He said, I believe with all my heart. And I turned around, and she was putting her big strong feet against the side of the wall. And she hit like that, and it was a bench sitting there, where somebody had been sitting on. And she hit that with her head, and just a big piece of hair flew out of her head, and the blood came out and broke off a piece, and she grabbed that and threw it like that, and knocked the plasters in the wall close to her head. And she's going, nail funny laugh like that. Just her turn on. And I said, well, I never seen anything like that. And she turned herself around to look at me. She said, William Branham, you had nothing to do with me. I brought her here. Well, the man looked at me and said, why, that's the first word she's spoken to you. He said, she don't even know her own name. How does she know you? I said, brother, listen. That's not her. That's that devil recognizing the gift of God. That's what it is. I said, he knows that, and he knows his time's come. She said, I brought her here. You had nothing to do with me. I said, do you believe, sir? He said, with all my heart. I said, Satan, she's about as far from me as that center pole. I said, Satan, this man has done all that he can do. His doctors and everything has done all they can do. And you determined to hold a woman. But I adjure thee, by Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that you come out of the woman and leave her. He just lay there and blows every time. I looked around at him, I said, do you believe? He said, Brother Branham, I haven't got nothing else to do but believe. I said, what shall I do with her? I said, take her on back to the institution. Let them say she's well. If you don't doubt, have you seen something of that woman here? I go, but you realize now that she called my name. She don't know me. He said, I said, if Satan knew that gift. He said, I'll do just what you tell me to do. I said, go, thanking God for her healing. Take her on back to the institution. She'll be coming home one of these days. He said, all right. About 3 weeks from now, I'll be doing it. Stopping in for 2 days, sir. And I looked sitting out there, and I seen a man, his wife, and 5 little children, one little baby, 3 years old. And I seen that woman kept waving at me. I wonder why she was waving. And she said, waving, her husband kept waving. I thought, well, who is that?
The husband said, "Don't you know me, Brother Branham?" I said, "No, I don't." He said, "You remember the woman over there that was in the insane institution?" I said, "Yes, sir." "This is her." And I said, "Yes." He said, "I take her on back the next morning and said we had no trouble with her at all. We put her in the institution, as you said, do. And the following morning, she was setting up in the cell when the nurse went in. She ate her breakfast, and the third day, she was dismissed from the institution, came home in her right mind, a normal woman." Right. Hallelujah. I say this, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And every demon knows the authority of God, and it don't really have to be anything else but to believe on the Jesus Christ with all your heart and be healed. That's right. You believe this? Oh, man and women, brothers and sisters, why can't we now, with one accord, to say, "Jesus, I believe you, and I'm accepting it." Oh, how glorious it would be. How wonderful. Listen, the apostolic way of holding a healing meeting is to be preaching. Seeing what God is doing and then speaking it out. Where you find faith. Men and women, to believe. To have faith in God. To believe on God. And God will grant it to them. Do you believe it? Be in prayer. Let's ask God to help us just a minute. Oh, Jesus. Surely, Lord, truth will take hold. Surely, truth will be. Oh, God, you know all these people in here. You know their condition. You know all about them. You know their faith. Father, I pray that you'll give them faith. Faith cometh by hearing of the word. Grant it tonight. Bless this audience with a great outpouring of thy blessing. May men and women realize and see that what the word is being taught, believe on the Lord. We're thinking of the centurion now. When he said, "I'm not worthy that you come under my roof. Just speak the word, for I'm under authority, and you have an authority. And whatever you say, it's going to be just that way." Lord, give men and women tonight to know that you are still in authority. You have authority over cripples, over blindness, over cancer, over all diseases, over sin. You duly deserve it. You died for that purpose. You took our place at the cross. You bore in your body the infirmities. And now, Lord, to free us, and you sent the Holy Spirit, and he testifies of it. You sent the Word, it testifies of it. You sent ministers, they testify of it. You sent your gift, and it testifies of it. Oh, God, grant that a great arm of faith will move through the building. Heal those that are in need. For we ask that in his name and for his glory. Amen. I love him with all my heart. And I want everybody to know that I love the Lord Jesus with all my soul, heart, mind. Someone said not long ago, "Give me a thread in a certain city," and said, "If you don't quit preaching divine healing, we'll throw a bomb on the platform." I said, "The smoke won't dry us, so I'll be in glory." I said, "That's all right. Why do we fear? My God before you, who can be against you?" You know what's written in the Bible? It's better that a millstone was hanged at your neck and drowned in the depths of the sea than to offend these that believe in me. These signs shall follow them that believe in me. That's not my anointing. Do my prophets no harm. If you fight, God can't fight. Stand still, let God fight. He'll bring it to pass. Amen. He'll put every critic, everything to shame. Do you believe him, brethren? Let's
settle down to faith.
I've asked God tonight, I tell you what I'll get. I asked him when I come over here, so let this be the night that when sick and afflicted people everywhere, it kind of broke in a little last night, and there was those who were in need, rains that went out of the building cold. It can be tonight 100%. See, dealing with one at a time, with those prayer cards, I just have to take one at a time, and here comes the different diseases. That only tells what's wrong with a person, but it's the faith in God that heals him. Believe the authority. Believe God. Look and live. Well, the brass serpent couldn't pray for nobody, could it? The brass serpent, what did they do to the brass serpent? You believe that was God's gift to Israel? They looked and lived. The angel on the pool of water, the Bethesda, didn't pray for nobody, except when the water in was healed. Is that right? God is the only way that you can be saved. Now, look this way, please. I profess to tell you the word. I believe God. How many prayers? All right, I guess there's plenty of them. All the prayer cards are out. Maybe some left over. Oh, my. Look on your prayer card. That's your bottle wrote on. You've got some things and things. That's all you can be told up here. Well, why don't you accept it without that? That's the idea. Be faithful. Believe. My eyes, I look over this audience.
Something's taking place to me right now. I don't know why. I can't call that prayer line somehow. I believe God is wanting something else at this time. I believe he'll answer my prayer this time. Now, friends, I'm not stalling. God knows my heart. I'm standing here because I believe the Holy Spirit's going to do something for the people. Oh, my, how glorious. Everyone, just be in prayer. Just a minute. I want to go down here and look into the audience. Just look around. Everybody look this way and have faith and believe. Just make a circle and come through the building. Have faith in them. God bless you, brother. Leave right over the top of your back there. Step aside. I think it's a little lady there looking at these signs of belief. Young lady sitting there, I believe. Do you believe me, sister, with all your heart? Do you believe God sent me here for your healing? You're a stranger. I don't know. God knows I know nothing of you. And I know nothing of you now. But I want you to look this way. I want you to believe. One thing I know of this, that you haven't lived the life that you want to live. That you haven't been the Christian you want to be a desire to be. That's true. You haven't lived a victorious life because it's gathering God for you. But I see all sorts. Here is what's wrong with you. If I can tell you what's wrong with you, will you believe me? All right. You're suffering with this. Kidney. Nor is it the bladder side. Is that right? Information in your bladder. That's right. Hold up your hand. I want you to go home. You believe my word will be authority to you out of the word of God? Go home and serve God with all your heart and you shall be over there. Amen. You accept it? Say amen. Amen, you do. That's such a gentleman sitting in front of you there holding a prayer card in his hand. Sitting out there. All right, looky here this way, sir. See, you're sitting here. You're suffering with arthritis, aren't you? Arthritis. Say, you're the father of this girl, too, aren't you? Isn't that right? Stand on your feet. Jesus Christ healed you that arthritis. You don't need it anymore. Come on out of the building with her. Glorify God. You're healed now. You don't need your prayer card. Go down on the floor and go on. You don't need a thing. Let's say praise the Lord, everybody. Here's what God wants to do with the people. Go right on out and rejoice. What about you, sister, sitting there in a wheelchair? Or you're not in, no, yes, it's for your child. Look this way. Child's afflicted, spastic, like a child. I see you had something on your mind. Say. Oh, I see. You've been in my services before. Isn't that right? Isn't that true? You sure? No, it's another service. She was another service besides it. Say, you had a little girl that's been healed. Is that right? Cross-eyed, real hideous, is healed. Is that right? If it is, raise your hand and say, that's the truth, sister. God bless you. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, can't fail. What do you think about it, sister? Step right here at arthritis. Get up on your feet. Jesus heals you now of your arthritis. Hallelujah. Have faith in God. Look, sister, you hear the red hat on. Look this way. You believe with all your heart? You do? Look this way just a moment, if you can. Just you're suffering with cancer. Is that right? Yeah, you've been operated on for that cancer. Is that right? It failed. Jesus Christ has healed you of the cancer now. That's right. Have faith. Believe. What about you, lady sitting next to you? You want to be healed? Look on me and believe. You believe God sent me as his prophet? I see that you're suffering. Say you belong to a different church, too, don't you? Let me say this. You're a Quaker, I believe, by faith. Isn't that right? If it is, raise your hand and say that. Your body with epilepsy, is that right? Epilepsy? Have faith in God. He'll make you well and make you completely whole. You believe with all your heart? Go worship him and believe him. A little lady sitting there. That female trouble you had, sister, done left you about 10 minutes ago when you were sitting there. Raise up. Yeah, you put your arm around her, huh? You was real nervous, too, wasn't you? You got healed also. And the lady with her eye trouble sitting right there next to you was healed a few minutes ago also. You're healed, sister. God bless you. Why are you pointing your finger? A little girl pointing to me? Look on me. You believe that Jesus Christ sent me here? Would you accept my word as a prophet? The little girl was born deaf and dumb. Is that right? Jesus Christ makes her home. Go have her seat. That's right. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, the Son of God. This lady sitting here clapping her hands, looking this way, sitting blind beside that little boy there. Have faith, sister. Jesus Christ will heal and make you whole. You believe that? You believe it with all your heart? Have faith. Put it on the arm there. You believe it with all your heart? Rise up and come over this way then. Have faith. God bless you. Don't doubt. You got your sight now. If you just come on, move this way. Come on this way and move on. God will get, making you have your... Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you, sister. He heals it. Look this way, everyone. Have faith. Don't... Keep your eyes this way everywhere. Lady? You sitting down in that wheelchair there, in that chair. You believe sitting there with the green-looking dress on? Stand up on your feet, Jesus Christ heals you. That's right. Let's say praise the Lord. Come forward. Who wants to be healed in the Spirit of the Lord? Somebody help the lady, give her a little strength. There she comes, inbound, walking. Let's say praise the Lord, everybody, coming out of her chair. Come forward, accept Jesus as your healer now. Have faith, believe. You